And we have here Joan Bonnier and Roy Salvadori, who are relaxing over a quiet game of cards during these time trials this afternoon. And they're going to have plenty of excitement when the race gets underway tomorrow. We'll speak first with Roy Salvadori. Roy, this is the last race of the year. How do you feel about the events tomorrow? What do you think is going to be the toughest competition going?
Well, I think that the Climax V8s should prove very fast, but I think we're all interested to see how reliable they're going to be.
Well, I understand that Stirling Moss has been ironing out a couple of things in the V8, and he seems undecided yet as to whether he's going to drive the 4 or the 8 tomorrow.
Yes, well, I think that's so, but Brabham's car seems to be going very well. So if there's not two in the race, we'll have the one car. And as we're going to, we hope to use this V8 next year, we're keen to see how it goes in a 200-mile race.
How do you feel? What do you think is going to be your duel tomorrow? Is there such a thing in your anticipation, Roy, or not?
Well, all the times are quite close, and I think, you know, it will make a very, very good race. I should think, though, with this heat, the forecast is good for tomorrow. I would think that if you finish at anywhere near today's times, practice times, I think one will be well up in the first five.
Do you think there are any chances, this is kind of a nebulous question, but do you think there are any chances of another track record being set this year? It'll make two in a row for Watkins Glen.
I shouldn't think so, because it's a 1.5-litre formula this year as opposed to 2.5 last year.
Our last interview here at the qualifyings at the Glen, this program is with Joe Bonnier, who will be driving a Porsche tomorrow. Joe, how do you feel about the car? You have expectations of not only finishing, but bettering a previous record here at the track tomorrow?
No, I don't think we can better the record, because these 1.5-liter machines, they're not as quick as the 2.5-liters we drove last year.
Well, that's of course true, but I meant your previous best time for the track here in past years.
No, well, I drove a 2.5-liter last year, and I don't think we can beat that time. But I think it'd be very, very good race, because we're all so close, and I think anybody who finishes, he'll finish well up.
Well, Phil Hill and Stirling Moss and several of the other drivers we've talked to seem to feel that it's going to be there's going to be more competition here this year than there has been in past years, actually.
Well, it has been like that in all the races this year, because the cars are so equal that we just have very good races. That is for the spectators.
Well, there's, of course, racing is noted for the feeling of sportsmanship among the participants. Now, is there anyone or any two people that you feel will be hardest to beat when the flag goes down tomorrow?
Well, as I said, I think all the other 25 drivers will be hard to beat.
Well, Jack, Joe, what are your plans after the race tomorrow?
We're going back to Germany to test a new Formula One car.
Do you have any predictions to make as to how things will be going next year? What you will be driving in future races? Will it be the Porsche, or what car would you best like to pilot? Or would this depend on what race you were driving, depending on the track, of course?
Well, I'm very happy driving for the Porsche team. Of course, we don't have the fastest car, but it's not any slower, though, than the other. That is, the English cars right now. It's, of course, slower than the Ferrari, but so are the others. So I'm very happy with them right now. What I'm going to do next year, I don't know.
I see. Well, Joe, thank you very much for talking with us here on this day before the Grand Prix at Watkins Glen.
Thank you.